Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It's time to bring him back in. Robin Young. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How's everybody out there?
Just fine. A little cold here. I don't know when's the last time you've been to this part of the world, but
I was there in January for Brewer Fest.
It's cold about then. The same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, then, you know, that's why we have a roof over our ballpark.
Yeah, and they've been using it this week too.
That's why we say God bless George Petak every time it's like this.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Wasn't he the deciding vote?
Yeah,
he was.
Then he got run out of town, didn't he?
Well, I don't know if he was run out of town.
I think he was run out of town.
You know, run out of town?
Let's put it this way. The way I remember it, he did not get reelected.
That's exactly right.
That's too bad, too, you know, because now we know how great that stadium is and all that. But you know what? Let's not talk politics.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a popular position.
Hey!
Too early in the morning to get me on politics. My wife beats me up with that stuff every day.
Really? Did she sit there and read the newspaper and bitch to you about it? Did you see this?
Now check this out.
Oh yeah. No, I'm her perennial punching bag.
Really? That's an interesting thing.
Is that when you go out to the shop? Okay, hon.
Why do you think I built the shop?
Yeah. What's in the shop right now?
My RV that I spend many nights in, right there in the shop.
The RV?
Yeah, you know, like a trailer.
Yeah, like the whole thing.
Camp in. Yeah. I have a very big shop these days since we moved into the new house. I have a fifth wheel out there that I spend more time in than I do my own house.
It's not called the dog house, is it?
Ooh. Well, if Gantner lived in it, it would be.
Hey-o! Is it too nice for Gantner?
Oh, way too nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we call this the Ritz on Wheels.
There's a show.
Well, so that's like your man cave. So you go out there and hang out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Real.
So what's new with you guys?
Well, hold on. They're back up to the RV. But let's not talk about us. Let's talk about
that.
Let's talk about you. There's a show on about purchasing an RV. I just watched it the other night. I think it's on CMT, Country Music Television, where it's just couples shopping for
two or three of them, RV. And then they buy one
for the right RV. Yeah, they're not used. They're not rehab things. They're brand new, and they're really nice, Robin. And
they are very. I have to admit, we spent a lot of years, you know, living in tents and sleeping on the ground and all that. In my later years in life, I decided I was gonna. You know, my idea now these days of camping is in the RV.
Now, I don't know if what you paid for yours, and I don't want you to say, but the one they were looking at the other night while I watched this show, and I'll watch it again because I was kind of interested.
Was it a fifth wheel?
Yeah. It's a fifth wheel, just like Robin has.
No, and some of our other listeners.
Right, and some, but we're talking to Robin, so we'll talk, say, like Robin.
I'm just saying.
It had three bedrooms.
Okay.
Had three. Well, I shouldn't say three bedrooms. It had a master bedroom and then two other beds that folded out, like the table and the couch turned into beds as well, full-size beds. Had a bathroom, an outdoor kitchen, an indoor kitchen, a full-size awning. What else? It was really tricked out, and it went for under $40,000.
Yeah, you can do that with those. There's no question about it. Mine doesn't have the outdoor kitchen, but what mine has in the very back, I have the master suite. And then I have in the very back a garage that I can carry all my toys in.
Mm-hmm.
I have
wow.
I carry a motorcycle and whatever we may need, ATV or depending on what we're using it for on that trip. The back of it carries that. So then it has beds that fold down too after you take the motorcycles out.
Well, what do you pull all that with?
Yeah,
with my truck.
What size truck?
A diesel truck, just a Ford $250, nothing special.
$250? That's
not even a dually.
A one?
No,
nothing
not
special.
A dually. I've had duallys back in the day when we were doing that race and stuff. I had a dually and a big trailer we pulled around.
And you have to flip the gas tank over?
So you take this to the, I don't know, KOA camp route and you pull in somewhere. Does anyone ever say, hey, are you robbing
you
out?
Two gas tanks. That's correct. You'd flip a switch and go from one to the other.
Yep, you'd flip them on the freeway and just hope that, oh, my God, please make this.
That works.
Do you go to some camp for baseball superstars or just any old place where anybody can camp?
I like to pull it into the trees where nobody else is.
Yeah, but people must recognize you when you're going for water or emptying out the crapper.
No, not so much. Although I do have a story about that. I was emptying that the first time when I got it, and long story short, I got covered in it.
Well, yeah, that's how all those stories about emptying go.
Yeah, that wasn't the most way to get started.
Wait a second. When you bought the fifth wheel, when you got the RV, there was a video that came with it, right?
No.
No?
If there was, I didn't watch it.
Well, okay, so when you picked it up, the dealer said, okay, Robin, there's a few things
you
want to...
What video are you talking about?
Does it
have Robin Williams in it? That's a movie.
No, just a video on how to empty your crapper on your fifth wheel or something like that.
Can I qualify what happened?
Sure.
Seeing as how I do know enough about these things to how to empty it properly, when I pulled the lever when I unhooked the cap to put the hose on, the lever that shuts the valve off was stuck in the open position.
Stuck.
Yeah, so when I went to put the hose on, I got drenched.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thinking the valve was closed.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
That would be a tough one.
Okay. So you're covered.
It wasn't that much fun.
You're okay.
That
so,
much.
So now you're covered. You've still got Now you've got a mess.
Yeah.
Where were you? In a campground? Were you?
No, I was on my driveway because when we built the house, I have a little thing that I can dump it right there in the driveway into the sewer.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
So now
you know what I got to. You know what I got to try for the first time after that?
A hose bath.
The outdoor shower.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe the pond.
Yeah, no. But you ought to see right next to it, this big oak tree that we planted when we built the house. You ought to see how big it is right now.
Yeah, a lot of fertilizer, sure.
It's incredible. It's the biggest tree on the property.
A lot of nutrients.
Yeah.
So does it have a wall that cranks out so it's wider when you camp?
Yeah, pump out.
Yeah, they have pop out like the kitchen, the middle section. Pops out on both sides, but it's all power. You just hit a button and they both just go right out.
Right.
Cool. And then the master bedroom has a little pop out, a closet and everything. No, it's pretty sweet.
So
let's
say, okay, like let's go back to like airplanes, like old fighter planes or bombers. They would get hit during their runs and everything didn't work. So they had backup systems where they could crank the landing gear down.
Yeah.
By hand, okay? So let's say you get to some place where there's no power and you either got to bring the bump out in or out from the closet or the living room. Is there an option?
A hand crank thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, just remember, you don't have to have power because it has an onboard generator.
Oh, well,
so
forget that. That's why you can camp in the middle of nowhere as long as you got enough fuel on it to run the generator.
Right. Let's say you didn't put enough fuel in the generator.
There you go.
Right.
Yes, you can.
Okay, you can. So thank you.
Because I've had to do that too. I've crawled under it before, and I haven't had to bring in the in or out the pop outs, but the levelers didn't come up one time.
Right.
And so I had to crawl under there and do it with a
and hand crank.
Now, I didn't do it by hand. I was smart enough to have a cordless drill.
Oh.
You can put a cordless drill into it and get it to go up.
Okay.
And so, that's in the toolkit in the truck.
Well, that makes up for the poop thing.
Yeah, well.
That was smart.
That happened before the poop thing. You know, break-in is a you-know-what. It can sometimes be a challenge. So getting all the bugs out of these things, seeing as how they have lots of bugs, can be, you know, you got to go through the process.
You know, Robin, if you'd have played baseball like you camp, they'd have never let you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, hey, you don't give me enough credit. If you remember, I was brought up under the wing of Bob Uecker and still got there.
Well, there you go. You actually are swimming against the current for a while. And, you know, we don't know about all your great all-star camping moments either. There might be some of those.
Yeah, I haven't got him to go with us yet. That's unfortunate. I'm trying to get him to take a trip with us.
Well, how about you do Bob a favor and you get him some service where they come out and kill pests at your home so he's not bitten by deadly spiders?
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was right up the street, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He told me he was out in the yard, you know, washing the windows or something anyway, is when it happened, but he didn't tell everybody it was the next door neighbor's window.
Okay, which begs the question, even if it were his own windows, why is he washing the windows?
Right.
Why is he washing his neighbor's windows?
Well, think about it.
Who's this? Somebody inside looks anyway.
There's only one guy I would say Bob Uecker has to wash his windows, and that's Vin Scully.
Well, Vinny's pretty. I don't know if he still does it either, but you know, at least Uecker's still working. Vinny finally retired.
Yeah. Yeah. So Uecker gets bit by the spider. It happened back in October. We get all the news a couple of weeks ago, but he's fine now, right? I mean, it was
right. Yeah. No, it was nasty. Believe it or not, it was not a pretty sight. What was even more odd is when he went into the doctor. He went to the doctor for something else. You know, he has so many other issues that the doctor finally said, "You're looking pretty good." And they asked him, "Is there anything else while you're here?" He goes, "Well, I got this thing on my leg, and I just don't know what it is." So he shows the doctor, and the doctor knew right away what that was.
Ooh, because why? It happens a lot.
I don't
down
know
there.
The way it swelled up and oozed and this and that.
Oh.
Because you got bit by whatever, what kind of spider or something?
A brown recluse, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of those. But the doctor knew immediately and said, "Get over there to emergency right away. I'll have somebody over there to fix it."
But it was some time after he was bitten by the spider, and they sent him.
I don't know exactly. It was a few days, maybe a week, but not, enough to get all swollen and ugly.
Ooh, yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
Should have been treated before that. Probably should have stopped washing windows and sought medical attention immediately.
Yeah. But you know, remember, he's Uke. Why would he do that?
Exactly. So when's your next scheduled trip back here to town, to Milwaukee?
I know for sure they got me coming in on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Well,
a month from today then.
I tried to go. You know, whether you guys like it or not, you're getting older too. So am I. I went to the ballpark only a handful of times, not even early in spring training, and when the sponsors came in, and then I had to go to dinner with some of the investors, and then there was a barbecue, and that was in the first week or so of the season. And then I don't know what happened, but last week I said, "I want to go out to the spring training game," and my wife told me spring training's over. And it's like, no.
Aww.
I think I slept through spring training.
Was this in between her yelling at you over the newspaper?
I'm at my desk like I am now. And sometimes I nod off, and I think I nodded off for spring training.
So you
were you guys out here at spring training?
We wound up in Jamaica.
Oh, well, that's not all bad, but I
it was pretty cool.
It was planned. Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, it was a nice trip.
Oh, okay. Well. You didn't join the bobsled team or anything like that, did you?
No, but oddly enough, they have a bobsled sitting in the airport that you can sit in and take a picture.
There's a bobsled roller coaster.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys do that?
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's a picture or two.
Do I need to check your website?
You would have to become my friend first, Robin.
Sure. Robin Yount has friended you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to do that.
Yep.
I don't mean that I don't know how to be your friend. I don't know how to be your friend, if you know what I mean. I don't know how to do that stuff on the whatever.
Get a young person. They'll help
that's
you.
All right. Sure. Facebook will find out too much out.
I'll mail you a picture. Hey, the hated Cubs, the hated Cardinals just left town last night. And the hated.
I know that. I saw we were having dinner last night in a sports bar, and I got to watch the last couple innings of last night's game. That one wasn't our best, but the night before sure was exciting.
It was, but the only thing that bothers me about that is we are on the verge of losing all three to the Cardinals if we don't get those back-to-back home runs from Yelich and Braun late in the game.
And I look at that as a positive.
Okay.
We all did win a big game that it didn't look like we were going to win.
Back-to-back?
That's a positive to me, and if I'm not mistaken, we're 4-2.
Yeah.
That is correct. Those are the correct numbers.
That's a good start.
And the Cubs come to town now.
And I'd just as soon clean their clock.
Put Mr. Yount down for a clock.
Yes.
It's four games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if these games are scheduled for Chicago, I really don't know that they could get played. It's so cold out.
Well, then thank God we have the game scheduled in Miller Park with our beautiful roofs.
Yeah. The league's not dumb. They schedule those games. They can schedule games here anytime they want because we have the roof. So I'm sure that it had something to do with not being in Chicago this time of the year.
Don't give them too much credit, though. If you look around the scheduling of the whole league, there are certain places that aren't being played in warm weather or roofs when they are scheduled to play outdoors in some cold places. So I heard the comment they're not dumb, but scheduling over the years is not, in my opinion, always been the best for weather-wise.
What was the coldest game you can remember?
We got snowed out. We were playing, I want to say it was Kansas City, and we start the game, and in the first or second inning, it starts literally snowing where the flakes are big enough and coming down. Trying to hit, you couldn't hardly distinguish the baseball going through the flakes, and when the umpire couldn't see the ball any longer, he said, that's it. So we stopped.
Yeah, that was that the day after opening day, or was that the second?
I think it was. I don't think it was an opening day. So, that makes sense. It wasn't our opening day game, but it was early on.
I was at that game sitting in the upper level at County Stadium, and you literally couldn't see the field.
Wow.
Right. No, and it was a little, trying to hit was like, there's no chance. Why they were even trying to play was a little bit suspect, but, it's in the umpire's hands, I guess, once they start it. And when the umpire couldn't see it, like I said, he decided that we probably shouldn't be playing this game. But I think there were colder games than that one. That one was just the most odd game. We played a game up in Toronto once in the old ballpark. And, oh, man, that was right on the lake, outdoors, and wind would blow, and it was cold. But we were standing next to the heaters in the dugout. There's been some early season real cold days.
Even if you're next to the heater in the dugout, when you have to go back out on the field, you get cold all over again, and that heater has had no effect as far as – your mobility or tightening up or throwing or gripping the ball or anything like that. I mean, that's got to be tough.
It wasn't fun. There were times that the first month of the season, depending on where you ended up playing a lot of those games, where it was much more like survival than playing baseball. We would try to get through the first month and then start playing baseball the next month.
All right, the other end of it, what was the hottest game you were ever in?
It seemed like Kansas City day games on that. They had some really nasty AstroTurf back in the day that just radiated the heat incredibly. And
well, they have that water fountain out in the outfield and everything.
Here's an opposite for you. How standing in the dugout next to the heaters in the cold in Toronto.
Yeah.
How about putting your feet in ice bucket water sitting in the dugout in Kansas City because the bottom of your feet are burning so bad on that hot turf. So there's both ends of the spectrum, and both of those are true stories.
I believe you.
Did you ever play with a cabbage leaf in your cap to stay cool like the old-timers did, Robin?
No, that's a good one. I never even heard of that one, but
what?
I like it.
What?
I think I might... you know, it's hot out here in Arizona. I might try that one out here when I'm out
at the grocery store.
That would be a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it. Do you call it a head of cabbage like you do lettuce?
Sure.
It is a head of cabbage, yes.
So I'm going to get a head of cabbage the next time I take the RV out, put her in the fridge, and if I'm fishing on a river and it's hot, I'm going to drop a head of lettuce or a head of cabbage
just put
on
a leaf.
My head and see how cool I
do me a cold leaf.
Do me a favor. Wait until you're someplace with euchre and it's a little warm, and just quietly, don't say a word, just go to the fridge.
Take a leaf out of the cooler.
Put your hat back on. Keep going and see
it. You know what scares me about that? I may look over and he'll have already done it.
So I have the possibility.
So
let's talk a little baseball here. Brewers, it's okay. A new season. We're six games in. I mean, they've added players. We had a fabulous season last year. It felt like we were a year ahead of schedule. How optimistic should I be as a Brewer fan this year?
Well, again, I told you I slept through spring training, so I don't know a whole lot about everybody. Although I did get a chance to meet Christian Yelich when we were on the same plane together coming out to the Fan Fest in January. And he's from the same area, not where I grew up, but where we had moved. We bought our first house a little bit north of the San Fernando Valley in L.A. where I grew up. Well, there's a small town that my parents moved out to called Westlake Village, and that's where Christian's from. So I know the area very well. We had a lot to talk about on the plane. What a great guy, and he's certainly off to a great start for the Brewers. I think everything I hear about from our insiders, at least, is positive. You know, I think the bullpen has gotten stronger. We certainly have one of the most potent lineups, I think, in around the league, if not in all of baseball. And, you know, the starting pitching pitched well enough to keep us in the run of the to the playoffs last year, just fell a little short. So if everybody continues to improve, I think there's no reason in the world it shouldn't be, a pretty exciting year.
I agree. We do a thing here during the tournament, basketball tournament. I don't know what your level of interest is in college basketball. It doesn't really matter. But we match up 64 things around Milwaukee, the tournament, right? You know, like the domes or whatever. So this year, Euchre's on the list. And, we got paired up against him earlier. It was Bob and Brian versus Euchre and listeners vote. Well, guess what? He destroyed us. He beat us. Well, then guess who
that is? I'm confused on what do you do?
You vote online.
Like brackets.
Just what do you like better, Bob Euchre?
Yeah. Or Bob and Brian. Right.
And winners advance.
Yeah, to the next round.
And you guys lost to him?
Yeah. Oh, we got killed. You know who lost
Imagine
to him after?
That.
Well, hold on, mister. You know who lost to him after we did? Robin Yount.
Yeah.
Well,
Robin.
So
take that.
Hey. Well, then I think we should all give the fans who are voting on this a lot more credit than we are thinking of.
But just so you know, we were tomato cans for Euchre in our little tournament that we set up here.
Well, you know what? I've had this thought. I just don't know. Do you know how bad he's going to be missed when the day finally comes he's not doing games anymore?
Well, let's not even talk about it. It's making me sad thinking about it.
I can't help it. It's like, are you kidding me? This is the greatest guy in the world, and there's going to be a day where Wisconsin's not going to have him anymore. And
You're making me sad.
I know, me too. I think about it more than I wish I did.
Let's talk RVing. Where's your dream trip? Where are you going to haul that thing? What's the best lakeside or oceanside that you want to go to?
You know what? I have a dream of just jumping in it, taking off one day with no plan. Mm. I don't even care where I go. I love the mountains. And we love the beach. And so I'd like to do kind of the anywhere.
Combo?
For about 2 months of just moving around and kind of between the Rockies and the Pacific Ocean.
Sounds good.
Is there any place where the mountains shoot right up out of the beach? So at the bottom of the mountain
go up to Big Sur. The Northwest and do all of that stuff. You know, you got mountains right. I'd like to get to Alaska too. Talk about the ocean and the mountains.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
You know who you need to team up with?
Who?
Todd Hoffman.
I should.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he's always pulling his gear all over the place. Do you watch Gold Rush?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right. Well, then
I don't know who that was. That's why you lost me there.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't worry about it. No, you don't want to hang out with Todd Hoffman probably anyway. He's kind of annoying. All right. Well, Robin, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it. I know you have something to do out in that that building of yours where you keep that RV and you go hide out.
Yeah, not watching TV, though. Okay. All right, then.
No, but the thing has a TV, too. I just don't watch that channel.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, Robin, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Always great talking to you guys, and keep up the good work for the Mac Fund. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we got Robinade in the ballpark again this year, and
woo-hoo.
And we got some new packaging. So check out Robinade. Obviously, it's for the Mac Fund, and you guys do a great job too for it.
Are you still on the package, Robin?
I don't know. I just know that I was told we have new packaging. I doubt that I'm on it. They probably are trying to. They're probably trying to get a look that'll sell more. But anyhow,
yeah, you can't nap on your own package.
No. But,
all right, Robin.
So anyhow, that's what we got going on. Again, you guys keep up the good work, and always great talking to all you guys.
All right, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Bye, you guys.
Robin, you out.